Syndicated columnist Molly Ivins has been covering Texas politics for decades. The Texan currently in the White House has been the subject of two books by Ivins and co-author Lou DuBose. The latest is called Bushwhacked: Life in George W. Bush's America. Ivins says her criticism of President Bush is not personal.
I've known George W. Bush since we were in high school, and I don't claim that we were ever close friends, but I've known him for a long time. Certainly I watched him very closely when he was governor of Texas. I feel that I know a fair amount about him, and maybe more than a lot of people who sound off in Washington, D.C. do. And I'm certainly not a Bush hater. In fact, I've gone out of my way time and again to point out that he's a perfectly affable fellow, and he's not stupid, and he's not mean. And it takes me aback to have people just make that assumption about me. Now, this is a very serious and, I think, well-researched book. What we're trying to show is that whatever Bush's personal qualities are, his policies are having a genuinely deleterious effect on people's lives.
Ivins says the key to understanding President Bush's policies can be found in his Texas roots.
He is a Texan to the core, and Texans have long believed that the purpose of government is to create a healthy business climate. And a healthy business climate, generally defined as a situation where big corporations can make high profits. And it is widely believed in Texas that if you set up a healthy business climate, practically everything else will take care of itself. And I fundamentally find that to be untrue.
Ivins and co-author DuBose examine that pro-business ideology in the first chapter, which is devoted to the Harkin Energy Corporation. George W. Bush acquired part ownership in Harkin in 1986 and sold his stock in 1990, just before the price fell sharply. Ivins compares Harkin with a much larger Texas-based energy company.
Harkin Energy was a perfect replica of Enron in miniature. It was just like a little tiny Enron, but with exactly the same patterns of misbehavior for which he later wound up scolding others.
And with approximately the same consequences.
Yes.
For those involved, I mean.
Not much. There are just certain delicious moments when you find Bush lecturing corporate executives in front of a panel on which the words corporate responsibility are repeated an infinite number of times.
And he would tell you that no action was taken against him, presumably because no action should have been taken against him.
No action was taken against him, that's unquestionably true, and whether there should have been action, I think, is open to interpretation. I really think that the media have dropped the ball on the whole corporate scandals. It's not something that happened in the summer of 2002 and is now over. If you read the business pages, you'll find that it's an ongoing scandal, and it's what we're seeing more and more of, and particularly in the financial industry itself, is what economists call control fraud, that is, fraud from the head down.
Wasn't it your feeling that we seem to have dropped the ball on everything since 9/11/01?
Pretty much, yes. I know that the media have been focused for obvious reasons on the terrorist attack and its aftermath. But it does seem to me that political reporters, by and large, have been doing a very poor job. There was a time when political reporters were taught to write stories from the point of view of, here's what the government is fixing to do, and here's how it's going to affect you. And it's the second part of that sentence that's gotten lost. More and more people see no connection between what the government does and what's happening in their lives, even though there is such an obvious impact when you start connecting the dots. And that's the not very subtle didactic purpose of this new book, to get people to connect the dots.
I think what happens there is we hear, well, nobody cares about that outside the Beltway.
So much, it seems to me, of what we hear about politics from inside the Beltway is irrelevant to people's lives. It's not about what's happening to Doug Jones. This is an idea that Jim Hightower came up with years ago, that the media pay far too much attention to the Dow Jones average. Nobody even knows what the number means. What we need is Doug Jones average. Doug Jones, average American. How's old Doug doing? Is he up today? Is he down? How's it going for Doug?
Jim Hightower was the colorful, longtime agriculture commissioner of Texas.
That's right. And checking in on Doug Jones seems to me something, an element of political reporting that's really missing, as the people in Washington seem to be increasingly caught in this sort of like scorpions fighting in a bottle with this nasty partisanship, completely dropping the ball on people's lives.
Molly Ivins is a nationally syndicated columnist and co-author of Bushwhacked, Life in George W. Bush's America. An extended version of our conversation is at npr.org.